Okay, I try to figure out who to spotlight. We have so many collector's items as far as interviews. But this gentleman I'm about to introduce is not just, the man on the street.
No, he's not.
He was the coach, the winning coach of the Texas University football team.
UT.
UT. Coach Darrell Royal. And I have to be honest, I was a little bit nervous when I had the opportunity to say, it gives me great pleasure to say hello to a gentleman who has served us in sports, is a great country music fan, and a great representative of the state of Texas. And I'm talking about the one, the only, Coach Darrell Royal. Good to see you, Coach.
Bill, always good to see you. And you're talking about what I've done for country music. Country music has been great to me. I have said many times I've been a country music fan since a kid growing up in Hollis, Oklahoma. I used to listen to country music over a crystal radio set out in the garage, and my love for it has never wavered. I'm a fan of people like Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, Perry Como, Glenn Miller, the big band sound, but it comes always back to my favorite country music.
I'll tell you something else I'm proud of, too. That is the fact that you were born in Hollis, Oklahoma. I was born in Shamrock, Texas, and they are about 50 miles apart. Close neighbors, Hollis, Oklahoma, and Shamrock, Texas.
I remember when they used to have the big Irish celebration up at Shamrock, and that was a big event. That was an annual event to go up to Shamrock and get sunburned with everyone else.
I think most everybody knows that you are a winning coach. When with the University of Texas for 20 years, you coached and won more games for that Texas team than any other coach. And, of course, you coached at other places, Mississippi State, University of Washington, and other places. And again, I want to go back to the fact that you're a very close friend to so many in our country music industry. I know the Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings, Merle Haggard, and so many others.
We've been friends a long time. I've been friends with you as long as I have with those guys. And the association, I can assure you this, has been my pleasure, though, Bill. It's been kind of a I feel selfish in a way because I just eat it up. I eat it with a spoon. I thoroughly enjoy it. And those guys are nice enough to be kind to me and see to it that I'm well situated and can hear the show. So they've been kind to me instead of the other way around.
Well, as I said, talking to you is such a great honor for me because, as you're a friend of mine, yes, and that means so much to me, but you have done so much for not only football and music, but for this entire nation. You're the genuine article, Coach Darrell Royal, and I thank you so much for your taking the time to be with me.
Well, that's very nice, and I appreciate it muchly.
Oh, Coach Darrell Royal, what a great man. We lost him several years ago to Alzheimer's, but in 2014, I was surprised when they invited me to come to Austin to receive the Darrell Royal Texas Music Legends Award.
I remember that.
I'm telling you, that's one of the greatest honors I have received in all of my life. Darrell Royal Texas Music Legends Award went out to Austin, was in the company of a lot of people, and helping me to receive that grand award was the then governor, Rick Perry.
Rick Perry, that's right.
Yeah, and he had to hold the award while I made a speech, and it was a pretty heavy award.
That's just how you roll.
Yeah, that's right. And when it was over, I walked up to him. He said, "Can I let you hold this now?" And I took the award out of his hand. I said, "Certainly am." He said, "It's yours, and I'm tired."
And you just walked off.
Coach Darrell Royal, his name will live forever.